Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are starting the third parak of Maseches Yoma. As we learn, parak Gimel Mishnah Aleph and parak Gimel Mishnah Beis. And here we're going to get back to the actual discussions of the Avodah on Yom Kippur. As we said previously, the Kohen Gadol was kept busy on Yom Kippur night until the time for the Shechting of the Karban Tamid. Our Mishnah is going to describe the next step in the Avodah of Yom Kippur. Says the Mishnah, Amar Lehem HaMemuna, the appointed one, the assistant Kohen Gadol, as the bartender points out, would say to the Kohanim, Tzu Re'uim Higia Zman Hashchit, to go out in the Azara to the big to the high area in the Azara of the Beis Hamikdash, the courtyard of the Beis Hamikdash, and see whether the time for shechting the Karban Tamid has arrived. The service of shechting the Karban Tamid is not valid at night, and therefore, before the Karban Tamid was shechted, they had to be certain that the night had ended and the day had actually begun. Im Higia, says the Mishnah, if it had arrived, Haroa Omer Barkai, the one who saw it would say, Barakai, which means there is light. Now the next Tana holds, the Karban Tamid was not shechted at the first sign of daylight, but somewhat later, says the Mishnah, Omer Matisya ben Shmuel say that they would actually wait until the Kohen announced, Heyer Pene Kol HaMizrach, that the entire eastern horizon has lit up. The Kohanim standing below would ask him, Acha Bechevron, has the light spread until Chevron? Vuhu Omer Hain, and he would say, yes, only then could the Karban Tamid actually be shechted. As the bartender pointed, the halacha is actually in accordance with Matisya ben Shmuel. They'd have to wait until there was really a lot more light before the Karban Tamid was shechted. Continuing now, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah is going to explain why someone had to be sent up to the high place in the Azara to see whether the time for shechting the Karban had arrived. V'lama hutzruchu l'kach, says the Mishnah. Why do they need to do this? Why was it not enough for those standing on the ground to see that there was light? Says the Mishnah, Shepam Achas, Ola Me'or Halavana, because it once happened on a cloudy night that moonlight rose in the east just before it was going to become the day. V'dimu sheheir mizrach, but they thought that the east was lit by the sun. V'shachatu es hatamid, and they shachted the Karban Tamid before it was actually daytime. V'hotziuhu lebeis hasreifa, and they had to take the Karban Tamid out to the area designated for burning pasul karbanos, which was obviously not a good thing. And therefore, from that time and on, they looked from a high place to make sure that the light was from the sun and not from the moon. The Mishnah is now going to begin its description of the Kohen Gadol's actions on the morning of Yom Kippur. It says the Mishnah, Horidu Kohen Gadol lebeis hatvila. After it was announced that there was light in the sky, they would take the Kohen Gadol down to the mikvah so that he could immerse his body before shechting the Karban Tamid. And the Mishnah is now going to just simply digress to state a rule for when Kohanim serving in the Beis HaMikdash had to immerse or wash themselves. Says the Mishnah Zahaklal Hayyub HaMikdash, this was the rule in the Beis HaMikdash, Kol HaMesech Esraglov Tom Tvila, whoever goes to the bathroom requires going into the mikvah fully before returning to the Avodah. V'chol ha-matil mayim ta'on kiddush adayim v'raglayim, and whoever urinates requires washing of his hands and his feet with water from the kiyor, which is a special sink in the Beis HaMikdash, before returning to his Avodah. Quick review, Perek Yimel, Mishnah Aleph taught us that the assistant Kohen Gadol would say to the Kohen that they should go and they should see if the time for the Shechita of the Karban Tamid had arrived. And according to the Tanakam, if it had arrived, then he would say, yeah, Barakai, there is light. As long as there's a little bit of light, it's the daytime, you can shach the Karban Tamid. But Matisya ben Shmuel, who we happen to paskin like, says that it's not just enough for there to be a little bit of light, there has to be the entire eastern horizon has to be lit up, even until Chevron. And that is how we paskin. Then Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis asked, why do we care? Why do we need to go through this whole process of making sure that this person is standing on the high ground to see that it's light? Just stand on the low ground and see if there's light. And the Mishnah said that there was one time where there was a cloudy night and moonlight rose in the east just before it was going to become the daytime, but they thought that the east was lit by the sun. They shechted the Karban Tamid, but they realized that it was actually still night. Therefore, they had to bring the Karban Tamid to the Beis HaSrefer, to the place where they would burn all pasul, all disqualified karbanos. So therefore, from that point forward, they would have the Kohanim go up to the high point in the Azar, in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, to make sure that it was the sun that was reflecting the light and not the moon. And the Mishnah continued and described to us that at that point, after it was announced that there was light in the sky, the Kohen Gadol would go to immerse himself in the mikvah as he prepared himself to shachrit karban tamid. And the Mishnah taught us an important rule when it comes to serving the Beis HaMikdash, that if a Kohen Gadol defecates, a number two as they say, that in the Beis HaMikdash, then he requires complete immersion in a mikvah. But if he urinates, if he does a number one, then he would simply have to wash his hands and his feet. He would not have to actually immerse himself in the mikvah under those circumstances. Have a great day.